Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. We've got a great show. My first ever conversation with twins on the show, but not only twins, but the D'Ambrosio twins. And I am so excited for these guys. They are doing fabulous, and I can't imagine where they're going to be in about 10 years, but they are just like killing it right now. But real quick, thank you to Blog Talk Radio for featuring Applause Radio Show on their homepage. And we thank you very much. I'm very proud of that, and I appreciate it. So with us tonight are Kiara and Bianca D'Ambrosio. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hi, we're good. Hi,
how are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for joining me tonight. I'm so excited for you guys. You guys are doing great. And congratulations, Kiara, on the win. And congratulations, Bianca, on the nom. That's so cool.
Thank you so much. It's crazy. And we're so excited to be on here tonight.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to have you guys. You kidding me? I was a little disappointed. I was hoping that we could play your new song for you. I hear you got a new song coming out.
We do, but we're waiting for the perfect time to release it.
And what's the perfect time? Wait, what's the perfect time?
Well, we're thinking about spring because it's more of like an upbeat summery song, and because we're going into the holidays, we think, why don't we just wait till like next spring, next summer to release it?
Right. And do you guys, what do you like more? Do you like doing the singing or the acting more? Or really there's no difference?
Well, I believe that we're definitely more actors than singers, but we like to do both, but we're more actors.
I think as I got older, I kind of started to enjoy a little bit more of the acting and directing and writing side, but I still enjoy music.
Now, Bianca, you want to be a writer, I believe, right?
That's Kiara. I mean, I love
Kiara.
Write, but my ultimate dream is to be a director. I would love to be a film and television director. That is my dream. I love to act, but if I could be behind the scenes a lot of the time, then that would be amazing for me.
So, Kiara, are you writing the lyrics to the music?
Actually, Bianca is more of the songwriter type, but we actually collaborated on the song that we are releasing next year. But Bianca is more of the songwriter between us. On our song Young and Free, we actually both co-wrote it.
Oh, cool.
Which was super fun, but I'm more into writing scripts and screenplays and TV shows.
Okay, that's why I asked if you wrote it, because you're into the writing of the TV shows and everything. So I'm excited to hear it. So I want to start by saying, when I said earlier, folks, to the listening out there, Kiara just won a Daytime Emmy for her role on The Bay, and Bianca was nominated for the same show. Tell us about The Bay. Where can we see it? Like, I'm an old lady. I don't even have a clue where it is.
Well, you can watch The Bay on Amazon. It's about these families in Bay City that always have drama with each other. It's always entertaining. There's romance. There's just tons of drama. And we sort of come into these past two seasons as a new generation of The Bay. And then we have the spinoff show called YA, which focuses more on our characters.
And what does the YA stand for?
York Avenue. So it kind of is both things. So YA stands for York Avenue, but it also stands for Young Adult in Bay City. So it's a very cool title and very innovative.
Very nice. Cool. Cool. Congratulations. I can't wait. I have to check it out. And so I have to ask you a twin question. Now, how old, for those who don't know, I don't know how they can't know, but when you're a child actor, you have to have a twin because they're only allowed a certain amount of hours to work on the set. So what age is it that you guys can finally separate and say, okay, we only need one of you now? You know, what age is that when they can say that twins don't have to work together?
I would say if we're both, well, there are a bunch of twin roles out there. Like in the Bay, we play twins. But when we were really, really young, we would both get hired to play one person. So I would say when we were about
9, 10.
I want to say
or
like
six.
When you didn't.
Yeah, I would say about 6 or 7 when we stopped playing one person.
Got it, got it. So who was the first one to strike out after that?
It was me. I was on an episode of Criminal Minds. I'm Bianca. Our voices are very similar, so I should have just said it was my name in the beginning. But I was on Criminal Minds when I was about 7 and a half. So that was my first time playing one person with Esther on there.
Cool. And now I got to ask you this, in Bon Jovi's video, what do you got? You guys were babies in that, and did you know who Bon Jovi was?
We were little babies.
And did you know who Bon Jovi was?
My mom and my dad definitely showed us some of his music. Obviously,
beforehand.
I didn't really understand the lyrics at that time when I was six, but over time, my parents always involved music in our lives. And so over time, I got to listen to his music on my own. And it just, it's so good. It's so good. So at the time, I was introduced to him, but I didn't really know him until I was older. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I'm in a Bon Jovi music video. That's insane.
Right, right. And I have to ask you, was that your mom who was in the video with you guys?
No. No, it was not.
Get out. You think they would have your mom there? This way you're really under control, you know?
Yeah, no, my mom was on set, but she was not in front of the camera. But we had a great on-screen mom and a great on-screen dad. I remember vividly a pool party and lots of cookies, which I love, and a lot of music. So during that filming process.
Well, for 6-year-olds and not knowing who Bon Jovi was, you guys really acted like you loved him. And I'm a Jersey girl, so of course we love Bon Jovi here. So I recall the video. That's why I brought it up. And when I saw your names, I said, I think I know them from that video. And I had to go watch it back, and I said to myself, I wonder if that's their real mom playing their mom. And I always wonder why they don't do that. Who knows? We don't know if that's your real mom, you know? It's like, I never understood why in movies or anything that they don't use the person's real name to make it life easier.
Oh, I mean, it just depends on the type of role. I mean, in the Bon Jovi music video, our parents were Wes Bentley, and they were just amazing people to have around. And Scotty played an amazing mom for us, and we look a lot like her. So
yeah.
I can definitely see why people could think that she is our mom. But no, our mom was not in the video.
Yeah, but I just always wondered that, why like sometimes roles – the character isn't given the person's name who's playing the part. It would just make it so much easier. Like if you guys were in a role, what do you call it? I've never seen any of your stuff. I'm so sorry. I'm an old lady. So I never saw Ricky, Dickie, and Dawn because my kids had just passed the Disney phase and the Nickelodeon phase at that. We were into iCarly and all that, you know, all that stuff. And so I just missed the Nicky, Ricky, and Dickie, and Dawn. And so I would have seen you guys on that, I'm sure. And but I see you guys on TikTok and Instagram. Tell everybody what your content is.
Well, we like to post many different types of things. We like to hang out with our friends. We also like to post about our charities. and giving back as much as we can. We also like to promote, you know, staying in school, and education and knowledge is power. And we
That's
also have
right.
a book club that we talk about, and we interview authors every single month, and we're starting to get back into it again this fall. And we just like to post about things that we enjoy or things that we are very passionate about. And I think that's why a lot of people stay tuned and watch our content every single day, because they're interested as well.
Right, because you're real. I mean, I've seen it. I'm just letting everybody, because I have TikTok as well, and I just recently joined Instagram. Again, I'm going back to the Omni old lady here, right? So, I just started on Instagram only because of the show, because my guests always say, oh, put it on Instagram, put it on Instagram. So I have, like, probably no followers or whatever. I don't like, post anything on there. But I love that you're doing inspirational things for the kids, and, you know, you're showing that, you know, your real life, your true story, and it's just crazy how there's so many things going on where, like, recently, what is this, Gabby and the boyfriend, they went on the trip, right, and they shot it on Instagram, but they only shot the good times, not the bad times. So people think that's what life is like, and it's not. So for two kids like you to come on, I'm sorry to call you kids only because I'm an old lady. You guys are beautiful young ladies. And it's just that we need more positivity, and you guys do that. You know, you do that, and you're real, and that's great. And I love that. And I love that you have the charity for the animals. What made you so passionate about that?
Well, growing up, there's always been a large amount of dogs in our house. Mm-hmm. We would rescue dogs off the streets or from animal shelters. At one time, I think I was really young at this point. But
they were like babies.
We were probably like babies. But at one time, we had 6 dogs. And they're not small dogs. They were like big dogs, like Newfoundland. And my mom and us, we all love adopting bigger dogs. So right now at this current moment, we have a St. Bernard and a Newfoundland.
We
love them so, so, so much. And so we want to promote to our followers that you should adopt and don't shop. And just really take care of your animals, because they are like your best friends.
That's right. Mine is my baby. I wanted a baby. Instead, I rescued a pug, a big fat pug. So I couldn't have another baby again because the old lady thing comes in. So now, I got to ask you now, did the new movie get released that was supposed to come out in the summer? Oh, geez, what was the name of that one? I forgot. Fear of Rain. I think that was at Harry Connick and Katherine Heigl. Did that come out?
Yes, it came out February. It came out this February. It got pushed because of the pandemic, but it's okay. We all got to watch it at home and in theaters, which it was like kind of like the perfect premiere in a world like we live in. It was a great experience. I loved working on it. And, yeah, I had an amazing time working with Katherine Heigl and Harry Connick Jr. and Madison Eisman. And if you want to go check it out, I think it's definitely worth a watch. It's a really incredible thriller.
And where is it, on Amazon or?
On all streaming platforms, Fear of Rain is available.
There you go. There you go, everybody. You heard that. And now, Bianca, what's going on with Lady of the Manor? Did that come out?
Lady of the Manor came out this past Friday.
It is a
top movie about a... I know. I'm so excited.
I'm happy for you.
We actually went to film it a week before lockdown started, so it's kind of surreal to see it premiere in pandemic, but I had an amazing time working with Justin Long and Melanie Lynskey and Judy Greer. The movie is a comedy about this woman who goes to work as a tourist guide at a tourist attraction, and then she befriends the ghost that lives there, and then craziness ensues from there, and I had a lot of fun working on it.
Very nice, nice. Well, you both are very busy. I mean, you've also got Kiara. How's working with? Well, you can't answer that. I was going to ask Mel Gibson. How's things going with him?
You know, playing his daughter was extremely fun. He is definitely one of those type of actors that you really get to bounce off of. And you get to improv a lot and just change things around. And I learned a lot from working with him. He's a great guy. And I had a blast playing his daughter with Olivia Diabo. And I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to work with him. And Josh Duhamel.
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. I was just, I wanted to ask you how it was to work with him, but I'm sure he's great. I mean, you know, with everything that went on, I'm sure it's well and over now, but you know what I'm talking about. But so now the next song that's coming out, can we say what the name is or not?
Yes, it's called On My Own. It's actually a remastered version of one of our older songs, so it's made for more current times, more upbeat, and I can't wait for people to listen to this new version.
Cool. Now, out of the songs that you have sang of other artists, which one did you guys love doing the most? You guys are funny. You're just in stereo.
Oh.
You sound great together. And you're harmonizing too, which is crazy.
I love it.
I love it. So go ahead. Which song would you say you like the best, Kiara?
X's and O's.
Oh, I like that one.
Or I Loved Anything by the Ramones.
Oh, yeah. I love that. And how about you, Bianca? Which one do you like the best? Or which one did you love singing the most or had the most fun?
I would have to go with X's and O's. There's just something about that song that makes you feel so upbeat. And I had so much fun singing it. Although at the time, I didn't really realize the extent of what the lyrics were. So I was just singing it. And then years later, I was like, oh, okay, maybe I should have double checked what the lyrics meant. But from an 8-year-old's mouth, it sounded perfectly fine.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, music's music. It doesn't matter. As long as it sounds good and it's got a beat and you can dance and it's got a hook, there you go, right? Now.
Exactly.
Out of the two of you, do you prefer to work together or separately?
That's such a hard question because it's a different experience when we're wearing – oh, this is Bianca, by the way. I'm going to start saying my name before we start talking because I figured that might be a little bit easier for everyone listening.
Yes,
but,
yes.
I think that it's just a different experience working together, and it's a very different experience working separately, and it's very hard to compare. But, I mean, I love working with my sister, and I sometimes love not working with my sister. It really – well, no, it's just a different experience. You can't compare it. It's really hard to.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, you know
what Bianca said.
I'm going to call Bianca later by herself, and I'm going to call you later, Kiara, and we're going to find out the truth. How's that? No, I'm kidding. I'm only kidding.
Oh, dear.
I'm kidding. I lost my train of thought. I was going to ask you a question on something before I said something stupid like that. Oh, geez. My God. So, where was I? Now, we were talking about X's and O's, and then I had, I checked out a few of your songs. I liked your Ico Ico. I liked Kids in America. Your love for those songs, do you get from your parents?
Oh yes. Yeah. Like I said before, I was introduced to a lot of music growing up, and I would always listen to Ico Ico or Kids in America growing up. So I definitely wanted to pay homage to my parents when we did cover songs.
And how old are you guys now?
15.
Oh, my goodness. They're taking on the world. Do you ever feel like, you know, because you had sort of somewhat of a same acting upbringing, do you feel like, or do you know, have you ever met Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen?
I have not met them, but I think that I would love to just take a picture with them and say,
that'd be cool.
You got it, dude.
That's so cool. That'd be cool. And saying you got it, dude. Yeah, that's not going to happen. You know that. You know they're not going to say that.
Dream.
Got it, dude.
Dream.
Exactly. Is it true that you guys have several twins in your family?
This is Bianca speaking. We have 6 sets of twins in our family. I know that.
Your poor mother. Your poor mother.
No.
Oh, not from my mom.
They're not all from my mom, but they're from, like, my mom and my dad's family. But, yes, that was a lot for my mom. A lot of pressure on her shoulders.
Yeah, I thought you said you had six sets of brothers and sisters that are all twins.
Oh, so just, no. They're like my cousins on my dad and my mom's side. I know.
That's what I said. Your poor mother, my God, she had 6 sets of twins? Could you imagine? Oh, my God. They'd write a song just for her.
I could not imagine.
They'd write a song just for your mother, right?
Screaming every day.
Oh my goodness! So how excited was it to win the Emmy? You must have been thrilled to death.
I mean, I think I was more in shock. I was lucky that it was filmed because I keep watching my face, and I don't even think it registered in my brain because I thought it was like a joke. Or I thought like I just heard my voice speaking. And I was like, oh wait, that's probably not real. But then when my sister looked at me, she was so happy for me. I was like, wait a second, no way. So then I hugged Bianca and then the other nominee, Isaac. And I went up on the stage and I just couldn't even believe it, you know, because I started my career in the daytime community on The Young and the Restless playing Young Summer Newman. So going back and being acknowledged by the fellow daytime community was just such a surreal moment. And no words can describe how grateful I am.
Wow. That's phenomenal. That's great. You're right. To be nominated and then also to win. I mean, just to be nominated too is amazing. And then for the daytime shows, which is what you started at in the beginning, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I didn't watch. I don't get to watch much TV, as you can tell, right? So, you know, but did you guys watch last night or no? The Emmys.
Oh, yeah. We did. Every time there is an award show, my parents and I and Kiara, we fill out a ballot so we can see by the end of the night who has the most points by who won the most categories. So we look forward to that every time there's an award show. And we sat by our TV for 3.5 hours straight going to see who won. And my dad and I ended up tying at the end of the night. So, yeah, I loved this last night's show.
Nice, nice. I didn't watch it, obviously. You know that. You knew I was going to say that. But can you even, like, you must pinch yourselves that you're doing, like, still killing it, and you're going to kill it even more. I mean, you're only 15. You've got another 30, 40, 50 years ahead of you in this industry, and you are killing it. My goodness. You guys are going to be around forever doing this. Can you believe that?
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. I mean, that's the dream. So I really appreciate you saying that.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know why, guys? Because you're humble, you're kind, you're sweet, you're real, and you're loving what you do. And by doing that, you're going to get there. And you're there. You're already there. So you just got to take it up, man. You just got to go a little bit higher, and you're already there. I mean, what's you prefer, serious roles or comedic roles? Either one of you, or one at a time.
So this is Chiara speaking. For me, I've grown up doing both roles.
Yeah.
But I think I find myself doing both types of acting. I think that I just pick up comedic beats a lot quicker, but I can adapt to any environment.
Right.
And how about you? Speaking, I would have to say I love doing both comedy and drama, but there's something about drama or like a comedic drama that I just love, and I would love to be doing that for the rest of my career.
Wow. And you know what's so cool about it? That, you know, you were put into this really because you were just cute kids and you became actors. Isn't that wild? It's like it was just born in you. You know, it was there. You already had it. Because really, at the age you started, you realize, oh my God, I've got Elizabeth Taylor's here or whatever. You know, I've got, you know what I mean? Look at this. I just got two beautiful kids. That's the way she saw it. I've got two beautiful kids. Let me get them some work. Let me get, you know what I'm saying? Maybe. I'm guessing. Because you don't know that you're going to be a fantastic actress at that age. I mean, yeah, you got a little something going, charisma or something. And look at you guys. You know what I mean? It's amazing. It's amazing. And so now what are you guys doing than the working on the song? What else is going on?
Well, we just, you know, we went to Puerto Rico to film season 7 of The Bay, and we filmed for 2 weeks. It was incredible to go there. Extremely hot, but the season is phenomenal, and I can't wait for everybody to see our characters in this environment.
Nice. And so, now, there's a horror movie coming out, right? Which one of you guys are doing the horror movie? I forgot which one it is. The name of the movie with the – did we talk about that? Isn't it a horror movie?
Fape?
That's it. Yeah, tell me about that one. When is that coming out, or is that out already? Slap Face, yes.
Well, yes, Slap Face. Tiara and I are both in it. We play Donna and Rose. We play the mean girls. I know, sadly, we play the mean girls who are tormenting the lead character who is kind of making friends with the monster, and we don't know what's going on, where this monster came from, and that's kind of what Slap Face, as the movie goes on, kind of unpacks. And I don't want to say too much because it's a horror movie and I don't want to give away any plot twist or anything about the plot, but it just went to Shudder, and so it should be releasing this coming spring, and yeah.
Nice. Too bad it wasn't coming out in October for horror.
I know, it's the
pandemic.
Horror movies come around all year.
I know. It was that damn pandemic, though. But, sorry, I'm an old lady. I didn't mean to curse. I'm sorry.
You're kidding. You're totally fine.
I want everybody, I'm going to try and play this for everybody. This is the D'Ambrosio kid singing Kids in America. I'm going to try to play it for you guys. I'm just getting it off of YouTube. I apologize. Because I wanted an MP3, but we couldn't get one for you. So this is Kids in America. Listen to how natural and just fun they are having and sounding like they're just enjoying themselves to this great song. You guys are having so much fun. Listen. Nice, nice, guys. Very good. And how old is that? That's a couple years old, right?
That is a couple years old indeed.
We were about four?
No, wait, we were four years. So we were 12 years old when we did that.
I can't wait to hear the new stuff. If that sounded that good, I can't wait to hear the new stuff. I can't wait. Oh, my goodness.
You.
Well, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Ladies, it has been a pleasure speaking with you tonight. I want to say all the best to you. You need no luck. You've got it all going, and you are the kids of America. And God bless you guys, and what a pleasure. And you're very talented and beautiful, and you guys are going places, kiddos.
Thank you so much.
I had such a blast on here. And it was
come back. Make sure you, when your new song comes out, come back.
All right.
And I promise by then I will have watched The Bay.
Okay.
Because I listen to you guys, okay, in stereo again. Oh, my God, it's so funny. Oh, it's so funny. You guys sound great talking together. Well, you know what? I love your voices, so that's why I want to hear the new music. And I love everything you're doing. And stay positive for the kids, too. They need you guys.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Everybody, Chiara and Bianco D'Ambrosio, go check them out. Tell everybody where they can see you. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, tell them, TikTok. Tell them where you are, guys. Go ahead. I'm an old lady. Tell them.
on all social media platforms, you can follow us at D'Ambrosio Twins. D-A-M-B-R-O-S-I-O Twins. And you can follow our individual pages, The Real Bianca D and The Real KRD.
There you go. Guys, thank you so much. Ladies, take care. Everybody, Chiara and Bianca D'Ambrosio, thank you so much. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you. You have a good night. I'll talk to you, okay?
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Kids, I love kids. I love kids. I love good kids. And it's a shame because if my kids were younger, I would have seen them in a lot of stuff when they were younger on Nickelodeon and everything, because I used to watch all those shows with my kids. And I enjoyed them, believe it or not. I mean, they were that's when reality TV came in and there was no more sitcoms, really. And these were really cute sitcoms for kids, and they were great. So I thank you so much, girls, and you're doing marvelous stuff. I love what you're doing, and we need that positivity out there. And these kids got it. They got it. I can only imagine where they're going to be in about 10 years because they are killing it now. And I hope they come back to play the new song for us. I'd love to play it. So tomorrow, oh, my God, we have some week going on here. Jesus, Christmas. Tomorrow we've got... pardon me, Janisha is coming back. Janisha Adams-Ginyard, she is an actress and stunt person. She's for Marvel films. She's been in Black Panther. And then and she's working on a new Marvel movie now, too. We're going to talk about that as much as we can anyway. I don't know how much we can talk about. And then on the 22nd, we've got Lady Lyric Michelle Deck, and she is a chamber steam pop artist. I don't believe I've heard of it before. I don't know. It sounds familiar. I don't know. And then on the 23rd is going to be really cool. My good friend, and everybody loves her, Judy Tenuta is going to be joining us. She has been going through an amazing tough road, and she has been battling and kicking cancer's ass. So fans, give her a call. She'd love to hear from you. And you guys, the prayers, she appreciates them more than you know. And so we're going to talk to her about how she's been doing, and that's going to be fabulous. And then on the 26th, we've got Erin McDermott. She's an author, and we're giving away an autographed copy of Hate's Deception. So thank you again to the D'Ambrosio twins, Chiara and Bianca. What a pleasure to meet you young ladies. Very impressive, very impressive. I'm very proud of you. Your parents must be extremely proud of you. So, again, thank you to Blog Talk Radio for featuring us on their homepage. So I thank you all. What's today? It's only Monday. That's right. We don't usually air on Monday. Okay. All right, folks. I'll stick with their theme. Be kind, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern with Janisha Adams-Ginyard. Take care, everybody. Have a good night. Thank you to Kiara and Bianca. Bye-bye, guys.